It's time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now here's Carol.
Good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. A lovely day here. Even though we're waiting for the blow, the big blow. Hurricanes one after the other. I guess many of you out there will say there must be a lesson in that. Something, somebody's trying to tell us something. Yeah, we need some water, and we need some wind and rain and all of that good stuff. So, but I'm sure there's many reasons why we're having these storms. Many will just automatically exclude the fact that it could be a natural process enhanced by or exacerbated by global warming or our human behavior. We'll never know, because El Nino has been present and presented itself over the years. And for me, I recall living in Los Angeles there, and El Nino, there was an occasion there where it came all the way up, and all the way up from Mexico up to Point Conception, we saw yellow-tailed tuna, or yellow-tailed fish, we call them tuna, and a variety of species of fish that were finding themselves up because following the warmer waters. So it's something that occurs, and I know there's a great debate and that there is no such thing as global warming, but got to ask yourself, I think we're up to 12 hurricanes or weather systems of concern here in the Pacific in just this year alone. So if nothing else, it's a good warning. So and maybe it could happen. So we should stop doing some of the things. And liquid natural gas, say goodbye to it. Control our methanes that we produce over here in the landfills. Manage that and do all those good things. And quit building so darn much. But you know, it's just the way it is. But hey, a couple things that I just saw the other day, and do you get the feeling like I do that this Gabbard team, this Tulsi Gabbard, I get the feeling the same sensation as when I see her, as I see when I watch Honey Boo Boo. You know, it's like, Daddy, help me do this. She's up at Red Hill. There are so many issues that she could be dealing with, and I thought to myself, yet another photo opportunity for this congresswoman. And I don't want to be disrespectful for being that she's a woman, because I'm sure some of you out there will be breathing fire that I'm critical of her because she's a woman. But I just think when I see this, I think of Honey Boo Boo, and I think of the spoiled brat. And I know she's a congresswoman, and I know that's just not something you should be saying on Sunday morning on a radio show about a congresswoman. But please, tell me what it is that she has done of substance that we could all say we benefited from. She was in city council. She hopped there because of the luck of the draw, can't say she was the fittest politician, fortunate in the right place at the right time. And so I just tell you from my perspective, and she and her daddy should go off and open up a new business on their own, just because this is, we brought him to realization with all these documents on Red Hill, and what have we gotten from it? More foot dragging and what have you. And just recently, just the other night, there was a story, as you may have seen, and we've talked about it early on the show, about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, about the Radford High School and the now the Makalapa. We talked briefly about Makalapa, but what I did not know in talking about it until I was waiting for some documents that I had requested, and lo and behold, in those documents, guys, ladies, men, gentlemen, there it is so interesting the value we place on the welfare of our children. Now, I know you and I probably, we cherish our children or the keiki or young or nieces, nephews, or just the young human beings anyway. Old folks, we tend to say, well, they can get along. They can make a choice. But children are picked up daily and transported to these facilities called schools. And this particular school is situated on an old military landfill, like Radford High School. And what we found was documents that, it's so painful as I was reading it, and I'm trying to pull up this, this one document here, where, and I'm going to talk about it, with you and share with you the soil samples showing high levels, guys, high levels of PCBs and other hazardous materials. And so it's really shocking. So I wasn't aware of, even though I had made requests for the documents, I had spotted this little area out in Makalapa right by the pedestrian pathway on the campus there where the children play. Now we know, going back a bit, we know that recently at the state health department filed charges against, administrative charges against, I think, six trucking companies, contractor, Royal Contracting Company, for receiving soils that were contaminated, that were generated at Radford High School. And so that's still up in the air. Who knows what's going to happen? I did, in fact, write the governor and say to the governor, you know, that I believe that the issuance of those citations were merely a malicious prosecution. And what I mean, not from a standpoint of, you know, it is clear that it is illegal to transport contaminated dirt or contaminations or illegal solid waste. It is illegal to do that. That's a given. The state law is specifically and clear on what you can and can't do. And they are in their every right to issue a citation and charge these people. But the malicious part, that if not from a legal standpoint in the sense that, well, they have a right to do it. Well, we know they have a right to prosecute people if there's a violation. But the question is, do they have a right to prosecute someone when they know that someone, it would be impossible for that someone to know that they were violating the law? If you task the drivers with every aspect of this, proving that they didn't know, they would never be able to tell. Royal Contractors would have never been able to tell that this dirt was contaminated, because the DOE, who generated the waste from Radford High School, did not produce any sample results until January of 2014, late January, around the 24th. These gentlemen actually had transported the dirt and delivered it in December 2013 to about January 23rd or something. So the test results came in afterwards. So that's the malicious. Someone had asked me, well, what do you mean? I don't think that it, that's the malicious, because if you know it's impossible for someone, the law is a law, and but if you know that, and it would be the equivalent, and I'm belittling this a bit, but for a better example, if you got one, let me know. But you're driving down the highway, and all the signs have been blackened out and marked up, you know, graffitied, and you can't read the speed limits. And you get pulled over for the next 20 miles, and you've been doing 65, and it's a 45-mile zone. And the policeman has an obligation to, at least it's the spirit of the law and the intent of the law, right? The color of the law, or whatever. So take in note that maybe you would have obeyed the law if you would have known the law. So it's the similar situation. The state know that there were no test results, and the state should have been pounding on the head of DOE authorities and saying, you violated the law. You generated this dirt. You know that the potential. You know what the site was. You know it's a cleanup site anyway, Superfund area for Makalapa Crater anyway, the geological survey that is going on. You know those things, and the Navy know those things. But instead, The Navy was not charged. They were allowed to work behind the scene. And so this Makalapa situation is similar. And you're talking about being as quiet as a church mouse. The Gasco company, there was a crew working and digging up on the energy corridor that's located on that property, which is owned by the DOT for as far as the energy corridor because of the freeway and whatever, the state agency. And they were there digging, and in the process of digging, they inadvertently discovers more of the same that is next door in Radford. I can take a napkin and throw it the distance. It's that close. So no one said anything to the state health department about this. No one. Or if they did, then there are some good liars in the system because the documents does not reflect that they knew or were told. So the Gasco people apparently were observed and informed or somehow notified the vice principal, Carol Ishiyama, and another janitor, who in turn, that is how the state DOH learned. And this occurred about 2 months, 3 months ago in that area. So the children, the Gasco left this area uncovered, exposing all of this in their shallow diggings, but what it found was PCBs, 3,200, when in fact the level of action is 1,100. But PCBs is not something you would want to play with anyway, and you darn sure don't want your children exposed to it. But associated with that is methylene, naphthalene, and all of those other chemicals, and barium and beryllium and you name it, cadmium, mercury, lead, the same constituents that were found in Radford because it was the same kind of operation, landfill, burning, broken glass. And so no one really told us or publicly has made a disclosure that yet another, like Radford High School, where it triggered the State Department of Education having to send a letter to the parents of students at Radford. They sent a letter to the students and to the parents of those students at Radford, but no one uttered a word about the children at Makalapa. So they sat on it. No disclosure. And so I don't want to take a broad brush and paint and say they're all corrupt or but I would say the same results, whether it was intentionally done, unintentionally done, here are the same results. The children were exposed and has been exposed and continue to be exposed to heavy metals, PCBs, and sharp objects, glass, metals, sticking out of the ground that they can fall on because this is a playground. And the surface area, you really wouldn't want them walking through it, not playing and running and falling and it's just shameful. So DOE knew about it, didn't tell DOH, and then subsequently, DOH on July 27th, just recently, about a month ago maybe, July 27th, the State Department of Health wrote a letter, and this is where we didn't, we always say that there's corruption and hiding and oversight. Now, no one told the DOH about this early on. They found out later through the custodian and the vice principal, they claim. But once they found out, they being the DOH, did not notify the public. Remember now, there are eight metals of concern that have been documented there, and PCBs, and it's a school ground. You would have a right on a circular to know because it's a release, but you should have a right anyway because they're children, and children traverse that area. So July 27th, the State Health Department wrote a letter to Jadine Urasaki, She's a PE lead AP, or engineer. Public Works Manager, Construction Management Section of the Facilities Development Branch, Department of Education. See, all those words in a title, what I would say, it's a department of uselessness. That's what I'm beginning to learn. No matter what you call yourself, whatever title is, the product that we get from you is as if you have no title and you never went to school. But apparently the school you went to has an element of this is how you screw the people. Just keep them in the dark, keep them in the blind, do nothing for them. And then when they do ask, make them hop through hurdles and then lie to them. Oh, but there are children involved. It doesn't matter. We have to protect our own interests. So this letter, facility site, Radford High School, athletic field and track. Now, I'm projecting a lot of suspicion on this, but I'm going to tell you, I have yet to find a document that's equal to this that or equivalent that says, and the full disclosure, that Makalapa Elementary School, in the clearest sense, is the site. But listen to this. Dear Ms. Urasaki, the Hawaii Department of Health Hazardous Evaluation and Emergency Response Office has evaluated the information provided by the Navy and has determined that no subsurface intrusive work should be done at or near the athletic track field site until an environmental health hazard management plan, EHMP, has been submitted and approved. This was agreed upon in a meeting with held between the Navy and DOE and the HERE office, where it is agreed that an emergency EHMP plan will be in place prior to any intrusive work being done, get this, at or near the athletic field site. See attachments in a minute. So, the athletic field site boundary is currently defined as the area addressed by the Navy during the time critical removal action taken in the area. In addition to the field itself, the areas where test pits and additional sampling were performed are also included as part of the site boundary. Now, guys, as I said earlier, I don't want to sound suspicious, and I don't want to maim and cut up on people and falsely accuse them, but let's just call it what it is. Why do you have to identify? We already know the Radford site. Why don't you say the Radford field, track and field, and the Makalapa Elementary? Why don't you spell it out in this document? By not putting it in there, you're never disclosing it to the public, and you're still keeping the public in the dark. You see how that trick works? If they were asked, well, why didn't you notify the public? Well, we did, even though it's a convoluted means of telling them, a roundabout way, we did inform them. We said, in an area near intrusive work being done at or near the athletic field site. How about that? At or near. So that's right there. We met our conditions of informing the public when, in fact, it was a way of lying and concealing. Now, that's one way to look at it. You take it from their angle. They will say, well, we informed them, and we didn't have to get into specifics because we were dealing with people that had a say in the matter. Yeah, but you didn't want to be an alarmist and inform the public and the parents of what you've just discovered, the PCBs and potentially their children playing in it and what have you. So that letter is what caught my attention. That one sentence there caught my attention to say, wait, I was there at that site and I observed, and we had posted it up and we talked about it on the show, but not knowing all of the details because the details weren't made available. We were told they're doing to prevent any further discoveries and fully determine and make an assessment of the area and the potential threats. We've done sampling and probing at various places. And you come to learn that there is this area that have been dug up, and then they went in order to put a textile, a black cloth over it, and sandbags and surround it, but never said hazardous waste. It just says dangerous construction area. Now, I don't know about you, but you tell me, am I overreacting? But when you have situations like this, and they repeat themselves over and over, and I'll give you another example. I'm reading from notes that were that I recovered in this FOIA, or Uniform Information Practices Act request, public records request. Give you an example. Now, I may be pushing the line, fudging it, and saying wrongfully accusing or insinuating that they did something wrong and they're being sneaky. If I'm guilty of that, then take me out back and hit me upside the head. But you got to wait and stand in line. So here's a note in some of the meeting. Vice Principal Carol Ichiyama shared information on a, quote, jewel, end quote, area between the picnic table and tree. Students often find pieces of broken glass at the surface. Navy will visit area and provide recommendation. May need to place soil cover over area. Okay, keep that in mind. They may need to place soil cover over the area. For what? I mean, if you listen to the following statement, it's an overreaction. It's spending the taxpayers' dollars for nothing. If you listen to this other federal employee who's there on the scene and making sure things are done right, Jay Kotoshiroto visited the area on 6/29 and saw only two pieces of glass that looked to be recent debris. Typically, the glass associated with historic debris at Radford High School field track area was melted, weathered glass observed. The glass at MES playground did not appear to be melted, weathered, etc. Also, no metal debris observed. Since chemical data in soil samples show surface materials is safe, right? Navy recommendation is no immediate actions needed at this time, pending further Navy DOE coordination on longer-term solutions and possible soil grass cover. DOH here office provided email concurrence on this recommendation. Ladies and gentlemen, I've told you many things over the years, and I presented you, but this is a bald-faced lie. It is the worst lie that could be ever told, and they orchestrated this. There are pictures that we've shown 2 weeks ago where there's handful of glass, and not exaggerating, I mean lots and lots of glass, and burnt glass, and you couldn't miss it. You go there right now, and you can pick up, just on the surface, probably 2 pounds, 3 pounds of shards of glass and ceramics and metals, and probably more than 2 pounds, just in a cursory look. Why would they do that? Why? And in the same breath, saying that we need to cover it with dirt. And that saying that the levels that are there, for example, is not a problem because it's shallow and on and on. This is when people need to lose their jobs. Enough already. And where is Tulsi Gabbard when we need her? You know, where is she now? You understand? And it's shameful that we go around with these photo activities. These federal employees, state employees, should be deathly afraid if they did something in an underhanded way of not informing the public or not doing a job, that they would be fired or disciplined. We have a full cadre of representatives in the state, and all of those guys, there is no way this behavior should be tolerated or should be even taken place. But again, what can we say? This is what we are come to expect, I guess. And it's let me give you an example. Here's a sampling regime that were not made public until we asked for the public records. I shouldn't have to get them. June 26, 2015, this report is the time-critical removal action for a portion of Macalapa. They should have let us know this, but they didn't. So on PCBs, for example, I told you what was going on, but let's look at the totals. PCBs and PCB 1260. The level for cleanup of concern would be 1100. Okay? The reports reflect that there's 3,200 parts per million or milligrams per kilogram, however you want to translate it. You can get it that way. When it's 1,100 and you're reading 3,200 and you're saying, well, the levels of concern in the soil is okay on part of the Navy, someone needs to lose their job. Or better yet, someone needs to go to jail, because this is, you're exposing children and the public and the environment, and you're allowing these monsters to lay there in the grass and in the dirt and bleach out and leach out as they are. And these are friable materials too, by the way. And the PCBs, and some say, well, it could be the, it would give high ratings, readings because a lot of asphalt. Well, yeah, but it's still a school ground. And you don't really know because you're just guessing. So we have some serious problems with this Macalapa, with Radford. And what's the solution? Dig it all out, shut down the school, or prohibit. I suspect it's underneath the school grounds as well, because you can't, if you look at the records and the military background surveys and all, they indicate that they really can't tell with certainty what was dumped where. They have a general idea in some instances, but overall, they really, a lot of it is guessing. Because, you know, they've interviewed people that worked there or had visited the site way back. But there's no real specifics to say that metals were dumped here and chemicals were dumped here. They have a general idea. They know where the rinsate area is for pesticides. So if you have a child there at Radford High School or Macalapa, I would strongly encourage you to go to the DOE and demand that your child be screened for these metals, these heavy metals. Now, you might not want to do that, but I think you owe it to your children. It might cause an inconvenience, and it may say to, suggest that you don't trust your officials at the school or the DOE, or you may find that they will be offended that you're questioning them. But let's do it. It's the right thing to do. Caller, good morning. Go ahead with your comments.
Good morning.
Oh, hi.
How are you this morning?
I don't know. I'm just full of hot air and vinegar.
Very good hot air this morning. Mm-hmm. Very good. One of my sons at Radford in the early 70s got meningitis while at that school, and everybody made all kind of excuses about it, but So now I'm just finding out that, you know, perhaps, just perhaps,
right,
was what was going on, but nobody then had any clue. Mm-hmm. However, if we look at the Navy's record of the Marshall Islands, Diego Garcia,
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Honolulu.
Yeah, I mean, we can say right here on this show and get sick just talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here. Red Hill.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, their
right
record
here.
Is not very good.
Pearl Harbor. Yeah, right here. We don't have to go to Micronesia. We don't have to. We don't need other qualifiers. It sucks right here.
Oh.
Halava, the laundromat area in IL, all underground plume of migrating TCEs. Where she want to go around an island, we can go on a tour, but they're just, it's shameful. And at some point, you can say either, we didn't know, and I agree, we didn't know in those days, you know, we were learning, evolving in environmentalists. But when you insert and apply these tactics of withholding information and not just spelling it out as if it's going to overthrow the country if they disclose to the parents that their children are playing on toxic waste. How does that translate into national security?
I wonder at what point where all this stems from. Why do they need to cover this up? Why do they need all these chemicals? What's the what here?
When everybody go down there and they see them, and you vote for a congresswoman like Betty Boo Boo, Baby Boo Boo, or whatever, the Gabbards and all of those guys, and you know, and because they get in on a shoestring and by luck, that's why the military would answer, because I know that no military official ever wants a letter from a congressional inquiry in their records, because it reflect bad on them in their posts. So a lot of these things are just occurring, and this show and tell of Red Hill, for example. You know, her dad probably picked up the phone and said, "Honey Boo Boo, this is a good one here. You can put your name on the records here. The people are going to love you because there's drinking water on the ground, and you're going to save the day." But I don't see any legislation, any emergency actions or anything. No letters to the EPA. It's a quick and definitive approach to this and taking care of many of the things, and then punishing people, holding them accountable for failure to take actions and disclose to public people.
Well, I wonder if they even, not just her, but any of them, ever bother to look at the data, to look at the research. I know they don't, but they have staff that gets paid to do that. If they ever do look at the research, all the things you've talked about this morning, which are public records, what do they ever look at that? Do they ever go to that depth?
Or do they ever bother to listen to the Carol Cox Show or Polka or anybody that sit and talk about the facts? No, they avoid us like we have the plague. So, you know, you must understand. That's why I say the Honey Boo Boo syndrome, and it's nauseating to watch it. I don't know which one to get more violently ill, watching her or watching the voters sit and debate. You know, she said she was going to go to. You got too much noise there in the background.
I'm outside.
Okay, well, go inside because it's disturbing. But anyway, it's something that we need to address, because when agencies operate in this fashion and withholding information that is detrimental, that could be detrimental, has a potential threat to the welfare and the health of the children, first of all, or the workers or the adults. Adults can be impacted by PCBs too, or the other toxics or hazardous waste that is presented there. God forbid if there's any unexploded ordinances that the children. I was there Friday, and you can see that story on carolcox.com or Carol Cox Facebook, or you can go to Hawaii News Now and see the story that was done. But someone, if you know anybody that goes to school there or have children, you might want to tell them to start to make an inquiry. And Makalapa, the DOE should be forced or compelled to take an action. So 524-1080 is the number if you have a comment.
My question, if you have a child there and you say, "I want my child tested, and I want the state to pay for it," can a parent do that?
Well, I would do it and find out, or I would take my child to a doctor and start the deal, or the insurance pay for it. But something, I wouldn't get caught up or who's going to pay for it. I mean, clearly, I've learned that if it's something that the government does not want you to know, then that's one of the main reasons you should go and learn, because it has some very bad effects that are presented in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me move on and see if there's any other things. You got anything else real quick?
No, not okay. Real quick. I am concerned about this whole thing of climate denial you mentioned
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And as I listen to the politicians, none of which come from Hawaii, they have no sense of the ocean rising or that the ocean is warming.
Does our local ones know either?
I don't know.
I mean, so why would you bother to task yourself with trying to splinter embrace them? I mean, they're just neglecting.
You saw last week, Dr. Richards, Professor Richards,
okay.
Richards came back from mapping the Pacific.
Okay.
And in March, I had a meeting with him about another issue, totally unrelated.
Okay,
but
well,
I said to him,
okay,
I said to him, since NOAA has been keeping records of ocean warming since 1950, but from 1946 until 62, there were hundreds of testing of bombs and munitions and what have you in the Pacific Ocean. Would that have something to do with the ocean warming? He went off like I had slapped him in the face. No. And I was like, oh, I hit a nerve, did I? You know, when you have bombs that the heat is 7,000-8,000 degrees and they land in the ocean, does that not heat up the ocean? And you do it repeatedly? But he was, I mean, he just went off, no. Thus ended our conversation about anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens. You know, when they gotta go, they gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there's some real issues with our Navy, our military, and I think that we'd best be served if we voted for non-military, and this is not a downplay of military expertise and experience, but you know, if you're still active duty and or you're still there and you're wearing your rank and then you're a congressperson, and as do we really get, as citizens now, separation of government, do we really get, I'm starting to believe that what we see now is that a very softened, more of a docile approach in our congressional staff and our senators when they are playing dual roles as a governor, and they have a right now, but this is something, you know, the Constitution allows it, but it also talks about separation of powers. And I'm starting to see, as an example, we move very slow here in Hawaii when it comes to our legislators and our federal legislators taking any action. And I look back, many of them that have been involved is active military. So I just think it would be the equivalent, in my opinion, in my impression, is that it's a pit bull with a short leash. That's what I see, and I don't believe that we can continue to tolerate these environmental issues that are presenting themselves on every occasion. Every day there's something new, but every day there's the same old approach. Well, we got to study it, we got to test it, we got to do this. If we had a cadre of hard-hitting, demanding, uncompromised legislators, and this is something for you voters out there to think about. I know they have a right to be both active duty and serving the country in both capacities, but something got to give here, because we're getting the same old treatment at each waste site. And then when it bleeds over into our children, and we are able to demonstrate that at our schools there's foot dragging and concealment and tame it, and then what happens? We get Honey Boo Boo reaction, go up to the Red Hill crater, just get a picture, and she's over the military magazines And it's like, and her father goes up there and then comes back. Well, there's more than that that's leaking. Well, okay, well, then, damn it, then tell us. Then what are you going to do with it, right?
Well, and I think there's another piece.
And okay, well, spit it out. I mean, if there is another piece, what is it?
Yeah.
Quit baiting us.
That is Monsanto, who created Agent Orange, which the military denied that the troops were contaminated.
Okay.
And they're the ones that are, you know, buying up all of Hawaii. They're buying up all of our politicians. You see, if you look at their who they got money from.
Well, we've covered that. What's that?
Yeah, but I'm saying that if it goes back that far, that they've been in bed with these chemical companies, so why would they expose what the chemical companies are doing and what they're doing in bed with the chemical companies?
Okay, so you lost me there. I was thinking we were talking about the military's contaminated sites. You were telling me about Monsanto.
The military is totally in bed with Monsanto.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay, but, how do we, my point is, the reason I said you didn't talk about it, I'm hoping someone the reason I come in here and do this, I'm waiting for that empirical moment, that moment one day someone pick up the phone and says, here's the answer, it's fixed.
I do want to hear.
Right, I get tired of hitting on the lame old he, this, and they, that, and I'm showing you, I'm putting your nose right here on the spot, and we're going to drift off to Micronesia and
bomb.
Let's talk about the honey boo boo syndrome. How is it that we can have our legislators moving back and forth to Washington, showing up in photo opportunities, can't address our veterans issues, can't address our homeless issues, come to contaminants in the soil and the water and the air, and then all they can do is go and take a photo and then nothing happens? That's what I'm talking about. Today's subject is
That is today's subject.
Right.
And your question is, how do they do that? Look at what is going on. The press only covers the photo ops. They don't do the in-depth that you do.
Yeah, the press covers it. It's just that we keep voting the monkeys in.
Yeah.
The press is not the problem anymore.
No. I'm saying that people will look at their, when it's election time, which coming up soon, and they will have these beautiful folders and brochures they send out. And one of the things in the brochure will be the picture taken at Red Hill.
Well,
and people will say, oh, she did something.
Oh, yeah, well, we know different. But my concern now is asking the big question. For us, you know, we say that. I sometimes, yeah, the media can be flawed on various things. But I'm learning in this town. The media did a job this morning. The newspaper laid out clearly people charging overtime, and we've said that. I've said to the listeners out there that I believe, and I can take you back to the shows that I've talked about, based on the abuse of overtime alone, I believe that we could cut our taxes in a third, shave a third of our costs if we had, but it takes people that is not in the honey boo boo legislative mode and that's really getting in office to do something and manage the affairs of the people. If we had that active, then we'd be okay. And this morning there's a great piece in there. It spells it out. It even goes and tells you who the individual employee is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
really good article.
Yeah.
Good
so article. So I two things. I there's a conspiracy theorist that I listen to, but I get nauseated after
conspiracy.
About a minute. And then there's one who said, well, you know, the media don't do anything. And then I get violently ill because it's like the media could give you the most important, clear document in the world. And we will still sit around and mull over it, like ruminate like we're a bunch of goats.
Well,
and nobody will butt head with the system because we are docile cattle. Some people say sheeple. I say that we've been not dumbed down. We've been domesticated. And that's the thing. So when you throw out these...
I think that what we're talking about the public, they, other than your faithful listeners, and they are legion, I have seen people that say, oh, I saw a picture of such and such, and you ask them, what was it, and they can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they turn on morning television, and then they go about getting ready to leave for work. And you ask them what was on it, they don't know. They didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Well,
and other than your listeners, like I said, your faithful listeners, how many people really pay attention to the issue?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I know they're out there, and I know I met a couple of parents, and I had a gentleman to call me after watching the show the other day. He said, I was, as a child, when I was 10 years old, I was exposed to an area where GasPro is over there in Salt Lake, and he said they used to call it spoiled milk. They would leave the lime laying out, and they went and played in it often. And on one occasion, he got ill and burning and legs burning and blistering. And the father, fortunately, was medically knowledgeable in medicine and took samples to the hospital there in Nuuanu and came back. And they administered some things to keep them from having major burns and damages. So the whole area, the military, GasPro, and those companies, gas company, whoever it was that he was naming. So my point is, what are we going to do when we get an occasion that things reveal themselves? Do we just go back, drift back across the line and go, well, it's safe to just wave a towel and say, well, they are doing this? No, it's what are you going to do? What are we going to do? Are we going to continue to vote in people that see life as a photo opportunity to advance themselves? Or are they going to get out there? And we should have seen an embracement, for example, by federal authorities to ask for an investigation of the use and abuse of the federal monies that were targeted or earmarked or set aside or presented, granted, right here in the state of Hawaii to address veteran homelessness, to address the homeless issue, mental health, because there's federal monies in there. But what happened to that money? Did we get our best bang for our buck? But if you're in the mode of getting around there and so getting a picture here and there so you can be stay in office to do the same nonsense that you're doing, it's about time to quit. So anyway, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. This is the Carol Cox Show. You can pick us up at KWAI 1080 AM live on the internet, or podcast 1080am.com or carolcox.com. We'll see you in the next 5 minutes. Aloha.
To believe I'd never find anyone. Doubt tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain has stopped and the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation to see. Someone was saying, I love you to me. Oh, one in a million. Life showed compassion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you.
Stay tuned for the second half of the Carol Cox Show
right after the news on KWAI Honolulu, K108. Time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now here's Carol.
And welcome back to the Carol Cox Show, the second half. We're sitting here talking about many of things. 524-1080 if you'd like to call or comment or tell me to go wherever and eat a pound of that contaminated soil. Anyway, for those of you out there, I had a couple of off-air calls, and thank you so much for your comments, and feel free to call back and share them with the listeners out there. Anyway, 524-1080, talking about various things, but in the same vein, we talked about Makalapa Elementary School. And again, go to carolcox.com and you can see some of the pictures. And I will post up the letter later on today or tomorrow, and as a courtesy to one of the stations. this letter, and then I'll post up the sampling results for Makalapa. And if you want to, send me an email, carol@carolcox.com, and I'll forward you a copy of the actual sampling results. So don't hesitate. Good morning. Go ahead, caller, with your comment. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a problem in another perspective. If I'm not mistaken, they're trying to dig up and clean the soil at Fukushima.
Okay.
Where exactly did they want to put that on sale at? In which Walmart?
Well, I don't know.
Cheap dirt, you know?
Yeah, cheap dirt and red hot sale, right?
And then I heard a person's mother died in Oregon, and there was a lot of feral cats in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Now for the estate to move, they have to remove the backyard, have that soil removed and replaced, and then they can even put the house back out on the market.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe if we're looking for some kind of clue, punishment's the bottom line. There ain't enough sadism or masochism for the authoritarians on this planet.
Okay.
And that may be what's ultimately at the bottom driving this. Otherwise, it doesn't sound like good science. It doesn't sound like making the best of a bad situation. And most of the times when you're sitting around and bored, somebody will say, I can do it for less. I can do it for cheaper. And everybody drops their pens, stops their thoughts, and listens intently. And the one that says they can do to be the cheapskate, they walk out the victor.
Well, let me share something so we don't go off misinformed. For every federal project that you see, there is no basement value, no 50% off. They have to, by mandate, by congressional mandate, by legislative process, all of those things, they are, by federal law, they are required to take certain steps, certain measures. They must sample. They must do all of that. Where it comes is that the people administering it, once they receive the money, like we talked before, you know, if you give the money and then you threaten, they're supposed to, if you look at today's article in the Star Advertiser on theft of overtime or use abuse of overtime or whatever it is, they're supposed to be fixing pipes and all of this, and EPA is forcing. So the EPA says, well, you're not using the money right, so we're going to take it back from you. Does that mean the EPA walks away from the table and still we're drinking out of poor water systems and systems that are contaminated? Or do they just say, well, don't do it again and give them the money, and then they say, well, give us more money? That's where our legislators should get involved rather than these photo opportunities, you see.
I caught wind of the deteriorating water delivery system, and up there in Palolo, it seems like they're going to be setting the records for having the water main break of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, so what is the EPA going to do? It threatened. You read all the articles. Well, the EPA threatened to take it away. Well, okay. Then what? So these guys know that. They know there's no consequences, and they know that our federal legislators are not going to do a damn thing. But if there was a photo opportunity, oh, they'll be there, Honey Boo Boo and her dad and whoever, you know. So it's enough already. And if people, if you're offended by my comments, then just suck it up and go out there and stand next to Makalapa. You'll get an idea.
No, I'll just tell you, my mother was a German Roman Catholic in World War II over in Germany, and the best solution she had to a problem was beat the fuck out of it.
Oh, no, hold on. We got some sensitive ears out there, and we're on radio, so I asked him not to. And that's my favorite word now. Don't get me wrong. You're not talking.
Beat the ducks. Beat the ducks all day.
Okay, all right. But,
thank you, Carol.
That's my favorite word, too, but I tend to not to want to, you know, offend the eardrums of people. So.
Yeah, well, get busy with your bets out there, people. Break some knees. You're going to break your budget. You might as well go break their bodies.
All right. Okay, thank you. Hey, and thanks for that music you sent me. I don't know if I'll ever play it on air, but...
Clap her down again, Paul, huh?
Okay,
all
well...
for Godfrey.
Thank you. All right. Bye. All right. Good morning, caller. Go ahead with your comment or question. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Good morning, Carol.
How are you doing, sir?
Aloha.
All right, aloha.
I just want to your comments here going on with Congresswoman and going on. I heard her on Mike Buck's show the other morning. disclosing that she was here for a special meeting with the Navy people concerning Red Hill. Yeah.
Right.
You know, you mentioned about Makalapa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From the meetings that I attended over there in Mauna Loa when they had the first meeting, there is a 7.5-mile tunnel that connects the tanks to Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the ground, of course. So I would imagine that this tunnel is somewhere around the area of Makalapa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, with all the contamination that was in that area, I recall in the early in the 40s, basically that area was not built up at all. It was completely restricted, and it was a stockpile area. And I'm looking at contamination right from my window here in Waimanalo on the farmlands, yeah,
mm-hmm.
of Waimanalo.
Right.
And it seems to be nobody raises any produce. They raise grass for smoking and for walking on.
Mm-hmm.
Turf. They call it turf, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then there is, out of my window right now, there is a stockpiling of what looks like to be soil.
Right.
Yeah? On it. And they're bringing in soil. Of course, soil is like gold, huh?
Right.
On Oahu, yeah? And elsewhere, basically. But they're bringing in soil from all different locations. And all they're doing is piling it up about 15, 20 feet in height and mounds and sections, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I guess to get it to diffuse its contamination somewhere along the line, yeah?
Right.
I don't know where it comes from. It could have come from Makalapa, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
And what the sad part is, most of these trucking companies that are moving these debris and dirt are basically private ownership of Hawaiians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have these small little one or two trucks that they run basically as a business, a valid business, but they have no sentiment to what's been going on to the aina itself.
Right.
All they know is that they are getting paid to move things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And right now on Kumahau Street, which is a main drag, after you get around Olamana Golf Course, one can drive up here and see all these farmlands with a bunch of abandoned stuff, vehicles, dirt, you name it, but no food.
Mm-hmm.
But they're agriculture lots.
Yeah, so what is the solution to that?
Back to Monsanto. We owe Monsanto so much. Because if it wasn't for them, we would not have any food.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what they try to claim in their commercials. They employ some 1,400 people. They don't tell you it's Monsanto to the end of the commercial.
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about? With a guy who looks like he's Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling everybody what he's done, yeah?
He's
able to put together people to work and everything. And at the very end of that commercial is Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
He does not speak a word of Monsanto.
Right.
His dialogue, yeah? But anyway, you know, another question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever happened to Black Hawk?
Black Hawk?
Yeah, that private security.
Well, I think they changed their name to
Blackwater. Excuse me,
Blackwater. They changed their name to Exo something. I don't.
Oh, they didn't change it to FEMA, did they?
Oh, it could be.
All right, brother. You ain't here. Take care. Stay safe.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to stay safe, but I can't. This chemical.
Stay safe.
I'm trying to, but these chemicals in the air and the ground and the wind causing me to act irrational. Wanting me to speak up and tell the truth. I don't know. I don't know if contaminants are that bad after all.
Well,
because everybody else seemed to want to just be quiet and pass the basket and put your dollar in there and then come back and says hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
see,
brother.
And the devil will walk abreast of us, right, and lead us down a path of contaminants. And when I say the devil, I'm talking about the politicians who stand back and go,
oh, yes.
We're going to fix it for you.
sir.
Yeah, right.
All right, Bob.
Thank
care.
You, Aloha.
Thank you again.
All righty. Well, speaking of the devil and the walking down the aisle, did you catch that sewage spill and how it played out? And, you know, once again now, you know, we're talking about the point of the day is I want you to take away from this, students, is that opportunity. When opportunity knocks, you stand in front of the camera. That's what this is. This is what the political system is about. As a case in point, you know, the mayor Kirk Caldwell, he put that bicycle path in. Man, we're going to be pedaling and just, everybody's going to be happy and healthy. But screw the people that live along the way in the condominiums and the businesses. But we'll fix that, he's out there chasing. He's not going to introduce the law, not going to support it, or sit, lie, stand, and urinate or whatever. And speaking of urination, isn't that funny? It's urination, but when it comes to urination, Caldwell seemed to have a fix on that. And did you notice all the urine that he pumped into the streets just on the 24th? It's his administration when I say he did. And by the way, how effective is law and enforcement and courts in this state when there's a we know we have a consent decree that from a 1995 lawsuit, we know, and they're ordered by the courts to take certain actions and implement certain operating policies and plans to prevent further contaminations being released. We know that. They're on a consent decree, and many of the things that they're doing when they do them is in compliance, trying to comply with the consent decree. So how is it then there also is just a normal standard operating practices? There's an SOP that say that in order to operate these facilities, you must on each shift, inspect, monitor each lift station. So how is it that we could have this incident of this spill? And by the way, we had many of spills. And there's spills because of high water, heavy rains. Now, we are in a tropical climate, in a sense, so we should expect rain, right? So why is it that our sewage systems are failing? Well, we had a mayor, Mufi Hanneman, who increased the charges of a surtax on increased fees on sewage. Remember that? So that we could fix the problem. Remember that? And so how is it that this massive spill occurs and Mayor Caldwell was nowhere around? But if a guy pushing a shopping cart would take out and stand behind a bush and she would go to take a urine, the cops would slap him with a ticket or be chasing him or people complaining about the smell. But you didn't see one business complaining about the smell and about the sewage. They all went along. So it's about economics, and it's about serving this big monster called business. You see, that's who Kirk Caldwell, and I hope, if you want to make me happy, and it's not all about me, but it is, if you want to share with me and reward me for sitting here talking nonsense to you for the last 7 years, make this guy a one-time mayor. Make him a one-time politician, because, folks, the rail, you go out Pearl City, business is dying. So what was his solution or his group solution? Well, we're going to work with them now. Shouldn't those things be in place already? Do you have to take a gun and shoot into a crowd and then go and someone says, oh, look, several people got killed? The Caldwell policy is, oh, okay, well, we won't do that anymore. We won't shoot in a crowd anymore. It's the same thing. We go by as if this administration has training wheels on it, you know, and these things shouldn't be tolerated. You go out Pearl City, when it heavy rains right there, it collects right there at Sam's Club and all, and then you have the storm drains, they have all of the screens that they've manufactured and put to block off some of the trash, and I applaud that, But you would think that come heavy rains, and if you got construction going on in the middle of the Cam Highway there, that might impact the flow, and so you won't have heavy rains building up. I think this administration, along with many others, just simply are just predisposed with what they want from the rail. That's one thing. But back to this sewage. So we had many sewage spills. And I don't want to, I have a list of them and all, but I won't bore you with them. But how about this director, Lori Kahakina? What a piece of work. Guys, the mayor should have fired her the day that this occurred. And he still should fire her. She came out and told us, well, the reason, one of the reasons that we saw and we have information that say that someone was taking up a manhole cover and letting the water run off of their property and then in turn causing a problem at the sewage treatment plant. Really? So I ask at the press conference, well, have you identified these people and are you going to charge them? And she, by the way, said, and it's a $32,000 fine if you get caught doing it. Oh, really? Well, they've been caught. What you're representing, that you know who they are. But before I could get her to answer my question, Jesse Van Droder Van Dyke, you know, the male's public relations press, whatever, czar, whatever he is, says, Carol, you can't ask any questions because you are not media. Oh, really? Okay. So later, Jesse, what determines media? And, well, we only talk to, this administration only talks to the mainstream media. Oh, really? You don't talk to citizens? And the Carol Cox Show doesn't qualify for it? So you can see what this is about. So I just look back and say, boy, there's many things wrong with that, because what if I was a fledgling entity wanted to start a business here in Black Owned? I guess I would be have to go and do something else, because I ain't mainstream media, and how do you become mainstream media according to the mayor? Or how about as a citizen of this United States, where you have a right to ask the government questions and transparency on the government's part? What about that? But anyway, the report was, she said 100,000 gallons had escaped or was released. Now, it took them, this is what I've been receiving from the workers, that around approximately 3 a.m., a report came out and that it was spilling at Atkinson Drive and Ala Moana. She didn't respond. The city didn't make it there till 4 hours later. 2 hours after the city did arrive, the vector trucks came and started sucking. The storm drains were right there. So she told a lie about the volume and the number. But there are ways to check, and we can ask for the flow from the pumps. There's a thing called SCADA. Supervisory, anyway, it's an acronym. These pumps, the lift stations, all must be checked on each shift. But why did she introduce, and then she said, and then they may have broken, and then the trash may have gotten in and jammed it up. So this was a lie, and then she came back and said it's 500,000 gallons later in the day. But in the meantime, not a single sign. They know that some sewage was going in the water. Not a single sign or anything went up while she stood around chatting with her crew trying to orchestrate the lie that they was going to tell. And the state health department wasn't any much more help other than to conceal, and they didn't want to talk. And I spent many hours and 2-3 days begging for the results. They wouldn't give them to me because they didn't want to give them to me. They wanted the city to give them to me so that they could be on the same sheet and giving an explanation. Does that make sense? They put signs at Waikiki, but it was the lifeguards who put the signs. And then in turn, it didn't say due to contamination. It was just no surfboarding and beach clothes and people out swimming. So then they come back in the state now. who rarely gets involved and say anything about these matters. The state then comes and inserts itself, withholds the information, conveniently allow them to schedule a press conference, then appear in the press conference, and I ask this one question. If you are the regulator, and you're the one who's going to possibly, if there was some criminal act or some illegal act done, or it is illegal to release sewage water anyway, so who's going to regulate? Who's going to, if you're standing there and you're coaching the city along what to do at some point, where do you start to charge them? So this whole process was a cover-up because the flagship of the economy here, so to speak, is that they want to protect it. And they lied. There's more water that went out in sewage than you can imagine, than they've ever disclosed. And the mayor should just... Then they retracted their statement. Ross Osmora came back the next day saying, well, we really basically don't have any information. That was a misnomer, a misinformation, miscommunication about people taking a manhole. You ever lift a manhole cover? It's about 100 pounds. Yeah. And then I talked to some people, and they say that they worked on the crew. One site was 189,000 gallons, they estimated, that flew out of one manhole. Okay, another one was 255,000, another man, and several manholes were bleeding into Alawana and into the park, and there were ponds of park lakes and what have you, and flowing down the drain. So I'm sorry, I'm not buying any of it. She needs to be fired, and then come election time, so does Kirk Caldwell. Good morning, caller. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, about the manhole covers.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Hilo, they had a big storm, and I was riding a motorcycle, and I was in an intersection, and my front end went down real bad and came out, and then my back end went down real bad and came out. Hydraulic pressure pushed the manhole covers off. Hydraulic oil and all these cranes and everything,
mm-hmm.
hydro pressure and overwhelm pipes, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason these people are acting like they are acting is because they're trying to protect themselves from liability. But it really doesn't matter in the end, because if they screw up or if they do right, taxpayers pay for it.
Hey.
It doesn't matter.
Right, so they're really not protecting themselves. They're exposing the taxpayers to a higher cost. Because
if we
tolerate them and laying on the job and doing nothing and not following SOPs, not adhering to the consent decree, and all of that, that means potential revisiting of it and filing a new action against us, the taxpayer, and ultimately... All they get is overtime and travel fee and travel, you know, and fancy jobs. We get.
Yeah, they know how to increase the mileage and the hours, but they don't know how to improve the service.
Right.
From the South, have you ever heard the expression, I want to tell you how the hog ate the cabbage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We need to teach our politicians, our children, people on the job, whistleblowers, it's okay. Tell us how the hog ate the cabbage. Only with the truth and only with real understanding can we go in and try to appraise the situation,
mm-hmm.
correct it as it is, and then make preparations for a different kind of a future.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'd like to add.
Okay, well, thank you.
Bye.
All right, aloha. Caller, go ahead with your comment or question. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, the blow. I watched the, what is her name, the head of the department?
Lori Kahakina.
Well,
Kahakina.
Okay. The first day she was out front, I noticed every time after that she was two people behind. They really pushed her to the back of all the press conferences and all of the, didn't let her say another word.
And the mayor made it there in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think
Mufti, the first day Mufti was on national television saying what this would do to tourism, because
mm-hmm.
I had people call me from everywhere, what happened, what do they mean closing Waikiki, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think it was after that that they said, oops, we better change this tune here.
Well, they were, remember, they were, the tune was, they were, they were lying in the beginning and they're lying in the end. So they, the tune didn't change, Marsha.
Just the words.
They didn't. It's just the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Same beat.
Yeah.
Lie, lie, lie.
Right.
You know, they will never know because we control the books. And then I wonder how much role Keith Kawaoka being there on the scene to speak in was to indemnify the city. Pollution is pollution, and this was a perfect example that you, the taxpayer, you, the concerned citizen, can see what goes on. Because it presents itself, it presents many explanations here, rare ones, because you see how they will lie, you see how unskilled they are, you see they're willing to say, and not tell you in the original press conference, that we only had one pump going. See? They didn't tell you that. We had a miscommunication the second day. We got to learn to communicate better. Really? I thought you said that there was some repair going on, and that's why it was down, and da-da-da, and trash got in it. No. What it is you lied, you lied, you lied. You basically don't know your job. You don't know what to do. And if you bring in and cook, I guess, on the Caldwell ship, like it is in many of them, if you cook good beef stew and chili and rice and bring all your brothers to come there and vote and hold signs, you get to be the director of the environmental services. And then you get to be called out on the carpet, and then you got foggy-eyed and you start lying. So it's unfortunate.
So now back to you said that they told you, Carol Cox, that you were not media?
No, I'm not.
Well, what constitutes media, pray tell?
Well, I'm going to go buy me a blonde wig. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's my first thing. I'm going to get me some blonde and go get me some skin tone cream. And then I'm going to go get me a radio show. And then I'm going to get me a Facebook. And then I'm going to start writing. And then I'm going to get me a job at the Advertiser or some newspaper. Then I'm going to become media.
Well, I have, over the years, and I you'll have to tell me how many years, but I have seen you on every television channel. Some of the best stories they get, you give them. You've been on the radio for, 7 years now?
Seven, eight.
Yep. And
I started when I was 9 years old.
Oh, wonderful. And so, I meant, what constitutes media is what I'm asking.
Well,
if I have seen you, if I have heard you, if I have read your pieces in the public domain, what constitutes media?
Well, that's another.
The young man that said that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, so he gets to be he gets to call his shots simply because of who his mother and father were.
Well, you know, speaking in that vein, I was really disappointed, and I've had other interactions with him, and they've just been equally insulting. I'm taken aback because of who his father and mother is. They're very outstanding people in the civil rights world and civil civil issues, civil liberties. And to have this young man to, time after time, stoop so low. But this does not offend me in that sense. It's affords me an opportunity to say that this is what it confirms. What I've said many times on this show, the state of affairs with the public relations by inserting public relations people serves as an interference and a way of means of robbing the public of their right to know and transparency in government. Because you're dealing with a personality now. You're not dealing with the law. You're not dealing with policy. You're not dealing with procedures. You're not dealing with the mayor himself. He can see crap flowing down the drain for 3 days and never have to utter a word because guess what? He has inserted himself by standard practice now and within government agencies. In this state, you have a public relations person deflecting and defending, right? And misdirecting and then downright attacking people. But that part is okay. We'll deal with that. But it sure affords a great opportunity to say, I told you so, folks. Here's a perfect example. You go to ask a question based on a statement made that claimed that the reason we're having the sewage flow into the environment is that people, someone that they saw and had been reported and identified, were lifting manholes. And I just want to know, did she see there was any little old lady out there, about a 90-year-old lady, with them lifting one of them up? I just curious, you know. So again, it's okay. It's a grand opportunity for me to say this occasion. And I contacted Roy Amamiya, who took 3 days to get back to me, and said that I requested an apology and an admonishment that this never happens again. And hopefully he assured me that he would be responding. So we'll just wait. But guys, this Caldwell, remember now, I find myself, well, that's okay, because I saw what they did to Ben Cayetano. You follow that same standard of operation, right? PRP and Caldwell and those people in the campaign. You follow?
Well, speaking of PRP, I was privileged to standing between two people who are from PRP and another public relations company, and they're the ones that created this discount for people, businesses in Waipahu, in that area, that are losing business because of the rail. So it was their idea, it was their baby, and then they gave it to Hart. So they're still all one in the same.
Well, who are these people? You bring up these tidbits. Who are these people?
This was PRP people.
No, Marcia, come on down.
This
is a Carol Cox show. And I got listeners out there. They talk about people by name. They don't go, you know whatchamacallit. Who are these people you're talking about?
The young lady's name is Brooke.
Okay.
And she works for PRP.
Mm-hmm.
And the other gentleman that she was talking to, I do not know his name. He is from, and she said he was one of the best in in social media.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, I wasn't there.
Wasn't
they
Lucy
were talking.
Hanneman, was it?
This was at the tourism conference on Thursday at the convention center.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my point is that if everybody has to speak in a soft and polite way, don't complain about nothing, okay? Because we add to the fire. If we, on one moment you're saying the media is bad and don't do this, and then you got information. People are hungry for information, names, places, and times and dates, because they'll bank on that. But I think what you probably observed is an act of desperation on the part of PRP and the city and Hart. And that is, people still possibly can bring legal challenges to this for the impact that they have experienced. You know what I'm saying?
I think they should.
And I think, so I don't think it's, maybe it might be fruitless and worthless to PRP, because there may be a class action suit, and maybe I've felt that maybe that would be something they would be fearful of, because if it was, it would probably create a cost and demand a whole new legal team to address that, and that would be a distraction. And that Caldwell was, you know, he needs multiple back roomers, think tanks to function for him. He can't manage. I've watched him over the years. He's not has the potential to multitask in this fashion. Just too many things going on, and especially nearing his reelection. So anyway, that's what I think what you probably saw as a reaction to trying to avert any lawsuits or dampening the full blow to the chest that Hart might receive for the damages. I don't know. I mean, legally, maybe the citizens don't have a leg to stand on. Just shut your door and shut up.
Well, what I was told, and this was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when I was testifying against the rail, that the feds said they have to pay the land owner of the business, not the little mom and pop businesses on the land. So if Bishop Estate or Campbell Estate or whomever owns the land, then they pay them. But all those little people that are leasing spaces, they are just out there.
Well, I won't go that and, far.
I asked point blank.
But even there, that's why I love this country. You and I can be standing and looking at a giraffe, and you're going to call it a chimpanzee or something, and we might disagree, but eventually we'll come back to the center line and say we're still friends. That's what I like about this country. We don't shoot one another, hopefully.
Not yet.
So, yes, you may have heard that this or that, but you know what's really good about it? That still isn't, it's not over until they go to court, until someone legally challenges, and then these factors are weighed. So they may have been saying that to distract or confuse the landowners or the lessees.
The lessees.
Because we don't know.
I testified against it, of course.
But that's different. That's
and, no, so the person from the city that was designated to answer questions
right.
was the one that told me that, everybody's going to be all right. We have to pay the landowner. And then when I said, but all these mom and pop stores that have been there, well, no, then it's up to the landowner to.
We got that. Quite naturally, the city's representative is going to be the city's lawyer and speak on and discourage anybody. So let's just wait and hold that thought, and we'll see. When the real speakers come up, and if someone get together, file a lawsuit, we'll see if that's just hot air that the city was you overheard, or someone will bring a legal challenge, and then because there are many variables that probably could hold the real people accountable. You'd never know. So that's what's nice about the laws in this country. You just when you think it's over, it's not. Hold on. Caller, go ahead with your comments. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon. Good morning. I'd like to chime in on the poor guys that are getting their income slashed, to bankruptcy. How many already are going to file for bankruptcy that mm-hmm. are being affected by the rails, the businesses?
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Yeah. it may have been something that was done outside of the scope of their agreement. That caused them to lose money, right?
The lady was talking. She said that the landowners will be compensated, but not the businesses. That's a little quirk that wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm the guy that's losing. Landowners are going to lose 1 month's rent. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lose my business.
Yeah. Well,
there's a big difference.
Yeah, and we don't know because there's such a big field out there to be looking at. We don't know, I don't ever want to sit and present myself as a lawyer or have a great insight about law. I just know that the way the American system is, everything, what they used to say, you can sue a ham sandwich.
Competition is everywhere. It's just going to grab it out of the air,
I love this country for that very reason, because there's hope, You just when they knock you down, you look up,
yeah,
and standing,
for the last swing, you're going to have the last one.
Yeah, I mean, even you get sentenced to death, and
there
then
you
got a reprieve. You got that phone call. That great things about America. Where do we stop? At the voting booth. When we vote them out.
Yeah, the buck stops there. These people got to elect people that are for the
new
guy.
The strongest sentence for a local politician is to not vote him in. He got to go get a real job.
Yeah, really.
Now, that's a punishment for some.
Minimum wage. See how you can live on that one.
And then it'd be nice to have someone see him working at Starbucks or serving coffee and say, hey, how did you vote on that minimum wage? just rub it. See, mean-spirited, huh?
Well, the serious thing is that people are going to be losing their businesses. They're not going to go back underneath the rail and open up again, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because they said it was going to bring economic development for all the businesses.
Yeah.
Not really.
Oh,
that's
hey, brother.
Lie.
See there? You starting to stir up things there. That's exactly what they said, didn't they? They didn't say when it was going to be good for business, but they
they look in their crystal ball and says, everybody will make money here. You know?
And
it's not so.
And that's a lesson to be had by the small business people. Just because you thought there was glitter in that pot and you were going to get your hands on some of it, and you were going, all those people are just making noise, those protesters, that, what's his name, Ben Caetano and all those anti-rail people.
Yeah,
they're just standing in the way. They got all kinds of money and just want to be political. Right. Let us alone. Let us run our businesses. And now
they're going to bite the bullet now, it looks like, to me.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at them, but I'm also...
I feel for them, but they didn't put up enough fight as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, Cliff Slater was saying these things, and Ben Caetano and everybody else that was saying, and oh, no, you're just making
people
trouble.
People wouldn't listen. Well, yeah, I guess you get what you deserve in a way, but hey, that's family and stuff that, going to have hardships, and it's not one guy holding up. Usually them businesses are run by families and stuff.
Yeah, there's if a person pay attention every day in this state, there's a lessons that you can learn. You don't even have to go to the university and learn them. Perfect political situations that they play out daily. We talk about
reading, if you can read, most
right.
people just let it go over their head.
We talk about bribery, and we talk about conflicts of interest, and we hear it in the national level, and this guy was, that guy from Louisiana found with $98,000 in his freezer. cold cash, brother. Cold hard cash.
This is real cold.
I didn't know that money had a spoilage date or use by date. But
but he must have thought so.
So, but here in Hawaii, they steal from you, and Nestor Garcia and everybody, take the money.
That ought to be locked up already.
And what do? We give him a new refrigerator.
Yeah, it could be. Oh, the drink is over there for you. Brother, look in the bottom. There's a stash.
And when those people, those small business, when they should have been speaking up, when Dale Evans and all they just trying to protect their own interests. That's all it is.
They're
cabbie people, and you can give them a label.
Yeah, cabbie can go anywhere. No, we can't go anywhere. This is our route. This is where we go. I can understand that. See, all the people that are affected, they're going to make a class action suit against them.
Something. I don't know. I guess you can't just be malicious and file a frivolous lawsuit, but I'd hire somebody to start thinking, what angles can I file legal challenge to these guys?
You just go on the fact, because, say there's 20 businesses and 9 of them or 10 of them go out of business, totally. I would think that thing failed them. Whatever they told them was a lie.
And you know what's really cool about this? Now, we're seeing it unfold in Pearl City and Waipahu, right? But the people on down the line, they better get going. They better organize.
Well, they better get ready. They're on, Dillingham is going to go down, isn't it?
Yeah.
All them businesses on Dillingham, they're all going to go belly up.
Yeah, and you don't hear any meetings that took place to say that they're saying, no, we want specifics, and what are you going to do about this?
Carol?
Yes.
It was. I was testifying in the whole area about businesses in Dillingham Boulevard, and that was in 2010.
No, I'm talking about the people that are
No, I'm talking about these little businesses.
Okay, I know. Well, I'm talking about today, what they should be doing.
They had a meeting, and they all agreed, and then somebody came along, and we haven't heard another word out of them.
Exactly.
So I don't know if they were bought off.
My point. I don't know. That's exactly my point. So
guy that was squawking, making sense.
Hold on. Caller, go ahead. Thank you for calling.
Yo, what's up, Carol Cox?
Alrighty, what do you got for me?
How you doing?
I'm not doing good at all.
Oh, man.
Okay, brother.
Yeah,
thank you.
To say hello. We got the
All right. That must have been a hard employee. good morning, caller. Go ahead with your comment and question.
It sounds like
Yeah, I was just thinking, swimming in the Ganges River is pretty normal, and they had a concert for Bangladesh when it was hit. How about all the entertainers here about once a month put on a big concert to help make up for the differences and the losses in the businesses as the rail impacts it? There's always good answers if people want to try to reach for them.
All righty.
That's a low.
Thank you.
But you, why should we have to put something together when I was already making money?
Right, exactly.
Don't sell me livelihood. I didn't build something over top of me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Don't sell me band-aids and say, well, what I need the band-aids for? Oh, we're going to cut you.
Yeah, we're going to bleed a long
no,
time.
No, leave me alone. And just do whatever you can to minimize the negative impacts of your activities. Yeah. Then I can survive.
Well,
but,
look, try for a moment just to look in the future, 6 or 8, maybe a year from now. What do you think is going to be looking happening in this situation with this, with the rail?
Where does the escalator de-escalate to? I envision the way things going, if we get the right challenges, the businesses challenge, if we get the right challenge on saying that these things were based on illegal activities by Cotrolo and Garcia, but those are the ones that have been disclosed. I wish that there was some means of, because of federal money, somehow we asked for a federal investigation
through the Attorney General's office.
Money.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
But that's why I'm saying, wouldn't it be nice to have some Republican president in there, because I know what's going to happen. They're going to want to dig in Obama's backyard. Remember, he supported this with Neil Abercrombie and Danny Noy and all those guys.
Yeah,
so anyway, that's my wish for Christmas. I'm a Democrat, but, you know, when people getting this many people getting screwed.
I don't care the name, but that other thing, like I said, get rid of that thing. It's the person.
It's a person and a thing.
His integrity, his goals for the community.
It's a person acting like a thing, devouring people.
well, Carol, you know, the
real quick, we're going to have to go.
Kawana Nicole is going to file a lawsuit.
Okay.
And it was in the paper one day.
Everybody.
Okay.
And talk to you next. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Go ahead, Marsha. We've got to close down real quick.
Princess Kawana Nicole,
mm-hmm.
with all the money in the world, filed a lawsuit.
Okay.
Now, it showed up one day, and I haven't seen anything since then. How is that happening? Is it happening?
Well, really? I don't know. Maybe when she filed the actual case, if she does, then she will. I don't know. We just have to wait, huh?
Yeah, because at least she's got the money to do it.
Well, I'm sure you never know. Somebody out there may see an angle that is just really. But anyway, I thank all of you guys for joining me, and we'll see you next week. And avoid the sewage and the floods and all of that, because there are bigger waters coming. If you think they couldn't handle this one, apparently we're going to get some torrential downpours. And I'm going over to Starbucks and get me some coffee, and then go to Home Depot and get me some plywood so I can build me a small ark for my 5 cats and my 2 dogs. And then, you know how it goes.
You got to get one more cat.
I have some I want to adopt out. So if anybody out there, 782...
But you need a pair.
I know, 782-6627. No, these are all neutered, so I'm going the opposite direction.
We got enough
people and critters on the planet now. So
I
believe in spay, neuter, and feed, but that's the right way to go, humane way to control the population.
Well, you do a good job, and I'm so proud of you.
All righty, guys. Well, thank you. We'll see you next week, and on a better note. Thank you.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on all night. the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to my room. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club with the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn. I'm going to Miami. Oh, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip, ladies have dress full of equipment.
This has been the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. on K108. Tune in again next week, Sunday at 9 a.m. to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 a.m. KWAI Honolulu.